John S. Doyle is here again, and he's going to tell us now what it says in today's papers.
The European Union still has its eye on Ireland, to judge from two stories on the Irish Times front page. The paper leads with a report that senior European officials have raised concerns about the potential for Ireland's new water regime to jeopardise the government's fiscal planning. And the Irish Independent, in its lead story, likewise has EU officials warning that the new water charge plan puts the country at risk of missing the Troika's budget target next year and plunging the country into another round of cuts and tax increases. In another EU connection, the Times reports that the Council of Europe is to publish today a wide-ranging review of Ireland's parliamentary, judicial and prosecution system. The Council, based in Strasbourg, notes that there is growing concern about corruption in Ireland, despite recent reforms such as the Freedom of Information Act and Ethics Acts. Water charge outrage, meanwhile, is one headline over the Irish Daily Mirror's lead story. Blackmail is another. The paper reports that it has emerged that council tenants could be kicked out of their homes if they refuse to pay water charges. Richard Boyd Barrett, the People Before Profit TD, is quoted as saying it is a scandal, an utter scandal. However, the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story the pledge by John Tierney, head of Irish Water, that people who fail to pay their household water bills will not be pursued in the courts, which prompts a certain amount of alarm from the Irish Daily Mail. On its front page, the paper says Irish Water won't pursue debts in court, landlords say the deposit proposal won't work, and councils may refuse to pursue tenants. Will non-payers get off scot-free, asks the headline. The Mail agrees with the Minister for the Environment, Alan Kelly, that Ireland will now have the lowest water charges in Europe. In Britain, France and Finland, says the paper, families are paying more than four times as much on average. In The Independent, columnist David Quinn considers what he describes as socialists' dangerous brand of populism over the issue. In a column in The Times, Arthur Beasley writes about what he calls water charge hysteria, with the most strident protesters going around as if conditions are somehow ripe for an Arab Spring right here. Some campaigners seem determined still to cast the whole thing as some kind of a national emergency, he says, and this is simply ridiculous. The water charge, says Beasley, is not particularly large. People who cannot pay it won't. No one will go to prison. Yet, as politicians shriek and bray on the airwaves, some would have you believe that the end of the world has come. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun go with domestic matters for their lead stories. Brian O'Driscoll and Amy Huberman celebrating the birth of their second child, Billy. Son of Bod is the generally agreed headline all round, and for good measure in the Star and Mirror, The Bod Father Part 2. Barack Obama's unveiling of new measures on immigration is given prominence in The Times and Independent. His executive action will allow millions of illegal immigrants, including thousands of Irish, to live and work in the United States without the risk of being deported, says The Times. In features, Alan O'Riordan in The Examiner interviews the artist Dorothy Cross about 100 pieces she has assembled at IMA, from the collections of the National Museum, the Natural History Museum, the National Gallery, the Crawford Gallery and IMA itself. One of her juxtapositions involves a photo of the footballer Roy Keane and an extinct stuffed bird called a solitaire. There is much coverage in all papers of the death in Seville of Cayetana, the Duchess of Alba, at the age of 88. Michael Thornton in the Mail describes her as a vivid, spectacular and legendary figure, not only in her native Spain, and familiar to readers of glossy magazines such as Hello. The 18th Duchess was said to have considered herself as a direct descendant of the Stuarts to be more royal than Queen Elizabeth, who is descended from what she regarded as the upstart Saxe-Coburg-Gotha dynasty. And she had one of the world's greatest art collections of works by Rembrandt, Titian, Rubens, Velázquez, Goya and Renoir. But she always insisted that she was not rich. "I have a lot of artworks, but I can't eat them, can I?" she said.
John, thank you. 12 minutes.